This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A plan to restore North American wolverines to Colorado is now state law. Governor Polis signed the bill last night. Republican State Senator Perry Will was among the co-sponsors of a bill that outlines how to bring back the threatened species.
It's going to be really helpful to the species itself because we have some great habitat that is devoid of that species. So let's get them in there and use that habitat we have.
There's no timeline for bringing wolverines to the state. Colorado's plan would also need a federal waiver. The heavy metal lead was taken out of automobile fuels decades ago, but leaded fuel is still commonly used for small aircraft. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a new law that aims to change that.
A recent study by Colorado's health authorities found kids living within a couple miles of an airport had slightly elevated levels of lead in their blood. The tests were still lower than a reference level set by the CDC, but it illustrates a growing concern that small aircraft are spreading lead pollution near Colorado's airports. A new state law will provide $1.5 million per year in grant funding to help those airports switch to unleaded gasoline for small aircraft by the year 2030. Owners of aircraft can also get a tax credit for making the switch. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers want to honor the nation's first black astronaut candidate. Ed Dwight was denied the chance to become the first African-American astronaut in 1961. He had to wait until this past weekend to finally go to space when the 90-year-old boarded a Blue Origin flight. This time, he broke a different record, the oldest person to travel space. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains more about his honor.
Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Representative Joe Nagus have introduced a bill to award Ed Dwight Jr. a congressional gold medal. He settled in Colorado after his military service. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian honor awarded by Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Thanks for listening to CPR News.